Well, it's the second day of the GOP convention in Cleveland, and this morning, KUOW's David Hyde is with Washington's delegates at their hotel. Hi, David.
Hi, Emily.
So the big news yesterday was that the anti-Trump coup did not go forward. What role did Washington delegates play?
They played a major role. Of course, most of our delegates were Cruz supporters, and many are still passionate anti-Trump delegates.
So their effort to free the delegates to vote for any candidate did not succeed. The rules say they have to vote for Trump at the convention because he won the primary here. How are they feeling today about that?
It's kind of like the five stages of grief. First came denial, you know, Donald Trump won't get this nomination. There's just no way. The second stage for most of our Republican delegates here was anger. He's the presumptive nominee. What the heck is going on here? The third stage, of course, was the bargaining. We heard about this the last couple of weeks with the effort in the Rules Committee to free the delegates, and then yesterday on the convention floor. And the fourth stage is depression. Yesterday, of course, that free the delegates effort died.
Donald Trump does not represent what our founders envisioned, what we as a country believe in. America is great. It's always been great. And Donald Trump is the antithesis of everything that made us who we are.
That's Delegate Braden Wilkerson from Olympia.
Okay, so denial, anger, bargaining, depression. What's the last stage of grief?
Acceptance.
So is acceptance coming?
The Trump delegates from Washington State say no way. But here's what Washington GOP Chairman Susan Hutchinson told me last night on the floor of the convention.
The basic rule of conventions is the minority voice is heard, but the majority rules. And that's good, and it's right. And we heard the minority voice today, and then majority ruled. So that's the way it should be. It's a beautiful thing.
And today, delegates will cast the official vote to nominate Donald Trump.
So what else is happening with our delegates today?
Well, we're at the delegates' hotel, and a breakfast for them starts in just a few minutes. But Susan Hutchinson told me our delegates will get a bit of a break today, a chance to see more of the city of Cleveland, and we'll also be keeping an eye out for what protesters are doing outside the convention center later today.
All right. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Emily.
KUOW's David Hyde at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. KUOW will be at both presidential conventions to bring you stories from Washington State Party delegates. If you have questions for the delegates, email us at newsroom@kuow.org.